Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Bo, obviously when you're able to play 32 minutes at a high level, there are a lot of things you have to do in the off season, things to prepare yourself and be ready to be in that kind of condition to be able to play that. What kind of things do you do maybe in the off season or what to prepare yourself for a season, prepare yourself for a game like that?
Nothing too crazy, you know. I feel like things I do every summer. Just try to stay in shape and get myself in shape to be able to play in at the highest level and stay conditioned throughout the year. So nothing too crazy or rigorous, just try to stay on top of things, and that continues into the season. So I don't know, nothing crazy, but just try to stay on top of it.
Do you find the more minutes you get, the better you are? I know Rasmus has said that too, the more he plays he feels he's more into the game and that type of thing. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think that would probably be true for most players. You know, the more you're playing, the more you're touching the puck, the more you're involved, and, the game becomes a little bit easier. So, I would agree with that and probably say that's true for most guys.
Now, recovery, too. I mean, I'm sure you retired after that game. What, do you have to do special things for recovery when you play that much?
Not really anything special, just, my normal routine that I go through, pretty much every day or after every game. So, nothing too crazy or vigorous, just try to take care of myself.
Is there a tangible difference at all in the way you feel when you get back to the room if you play 32 versus 28, 27 minutes?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Just kind of depends on the game and how you felt on the ice and obviously, like you said, how much you played. So, obviously the more you play, the more tired you're most likely going to be.
I know we've asked you and you've mentioned if you have a choice, you'd rather play on the left side. But since you've been playing on the right, it looks like things have been going very well for you. Have you liked it so far this time through on the right side?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable playing on the right side than I ever have right now, probably just from, reps and practicing and getting used to it. There's still times where you get pucks and you feel, a little exposed when you're on your back end or whatever it might be. But I'm just continuing to try to work at it and improve at it.
Seems like the chemistry you and Rasmus built seems like pretty seamless. I mean, when you play with a guy like that.
Yeah. I feel like I've touched on it lots. Russ is easy to play with. He's a smart player and makes the game pretty easy on me, so it's enjoyable.
How were you able to find a way to win that game? You guys played a good 40 minutes. Maybe it looked like maybe not as much energy in the third period, but you found a way to win the game. How were you able to do that?
Yeah, I think that's important. You have to find ways to win games, especially when you're not at your best. And, I feel like in games past, we've found ways to lose games, and last night we found a way to win one. So, it was really good. I think you got to have a good B game, and Lindy always talks about that. You're not going to feel your best every single game. So,
you know, sometimes you just got to keep things simple and, you know, live to fight another day.
You guys had a lot of opportunities. It wasn't like the goaltender stood on his head. It seemed like you hit, three or four posts. It seemed like some very good opportunities missed the net. It did seem like in the first 40 minutes you guys did create and generate.
Yeah, I think we generated opportunities throughout the game. You know, but their goalie played well, and we weren't able to put a few away to kind of get the game out of reach. But, like I said, I thought we played, you know, a pretty good B game, and Oopie played really well, made some big saves for us when he had to. And then, you know, we were able to get it to the shootout, and then, you know, JJ scores one, and Oopie locks it down, so it's good.
Two afternoon games in a row. How much different is it when you got to have to get ready for a 12:30 game as compared to maybe a 7 o'clock game? You obviously got to get up earlier, that kind of stuff. But is it a lot different for you?
It's actually pretty nice. You know, you don't got a full day to think about it and get ready. You kind of just get up and go. So I enjoy it. I like the afternoon games. You know, wake up, eat, and go to the rink. It's pretty simple.
Thanks, Bo.
Yeah, thanks, Bo.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.